We're on the way of the newspapers and radio, and I realize these are regarded by some as outdated media. But, you know, there's a lot to be learned from supposedly outdated information sources, including my grandpa and your grandpa, as you'll hear shortly. And those newspapers and radio have been replete with advertisements for stem cell treatments for a variety of problems. Stem cell treatments can be quite effective for some problems and are usually harmless unless they're injected into eyeballs and cause blindness, as happened last year in Florida. And I know that's an unusual case or circumstance. And stem cells can do a lot of good. But we need to remember that a lack of stem cells is rarely the cause of any health problem. Stem cell treatments are also expensive. Online estimates really vary widely. One website tells us the price ranges from as little as $1,700 per treatment for platelet-rich plasma to $11,300 for a complete marrow-derived stem cell procedure. NBC News reported the average session can range from $6,000 to $20,000. Yet another stem cell information website tells us that a stem cell procedure for osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative arthritis of the knee, starts at $5,000 and can be as high as $10,000. Now, I know, listeners, you've all heard about this, and folks who subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter may have read about this. So if you want to take a little nap or turn off the radio, please do. For everyone else, this information may be hard to believe, but here it is. For a current price of $123.95 a year, if you use the 1,500 milligram time-release tablets twice daily, or $146 per year if you use the 1,000 milligram tablets or capsules once, three times daily, osteoarthritis pain can be completely controlled with the B vitamin niacinamide in over 95% of all those who are suffering from it, and that's completely controlled. That's less than $150 a year versus $5,000 per stem cell treatment. Even better, it works because it treats the cause of osteoarthritis and degenerative arthritis. No kidding. It treats the cause. This treatment was originated and thoroughly researched in the 1940s. Yep, here's that supposedly outdated information again. However, if it worked for humans suffering with osteoarthritis in the 1940s, gee, it should work for humans. Well, maybe not space aliens, but humans suffering with osteoarthritis in the 1950s, 60s, and right into the second decade of the 21st century, no? I personally observed it to work almost every time since obtaining that 1940s information in the 1970s. In 1949, Dr. William Kaufman published a book titled The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction, Its Incidence and Treatment. In that book, he described the results of a two-year study of 455 individuals with very significant osteoarthritis. In addition to recording degrees of pain, which can be considered as, quote, subjective, unquote, he personally did range of motion measurements. How well does that joint flex and extend? Of every affected joint in all 455 individuals. Now, that's not subjective. That's considered to be objective measurements, as changes in each joint's range of motion could not be criticized as placebo effects. Now, all 455 individuals had very significantly less arthritis pain, and a very large majority no pain at all, and all had significant improvements in range of motion of their joints. Dr. Kaufman reported that pain relief and joint motion improvement started only after 3 to 4 weeks of niacinamide use. And niacinamide maximized that pain relief, which was complete in the large majority, in 3 to 4 months. Although all arthritic joints could experience relief, knees and shoulders responded the best and most often, followed by neck and then wrists and fingers, according to Dr. Kaufman. He also observed that continuous treatment significantly reduced swelling in connective tissue and cartilage. Laboratory testing demonstrated a significant reduction in inflammation. Well, since reading Dr. Kaufman's work in 1976, and remember it was published in 1949, no one taking this treatment after visiting Tahoma Clinic for even severe osteoarthritis has required joint replacement surgery. At less than $150, even less 40 years ago, per year. Now, how does that niacinamide treat the cause of osteoarthritis? In just the last few years, researchers have reported that a major cause of degenerative arthritis is less than optimal energy production, and that energy for the technically inclined is called ATP, by the mitochondria, the little energy engines in every cell of our bodies, which are also inside of cartilage cells as well as inside of all the other cells. In very recent years, researchers have reported that mitochondria, remember, they're a major source of energy for every cell in our bodies, can be re-energized by the same treatment Dr. Kaufman used in the 1940s, the niacinamide form of vitamin B3. Now, I've had folks ask, does that apply to NAD, which is in the health food stores and for sale online and so forth? Sure it does if you want to pay a whole lot more money. But guess what, folks? Our bodies turn niacinamide into NAD and then into NADH. And that is how those mitochondria get activated. And my goodness, the niacinamide, just plain old niacinamide, is a heck of a lot cheaper than even NAD or NADH. And it's a whole lot cheaper than stem cells. Just as importantly, and this is just as importantly, when mitochondria are weak in our cartilage cells, oops, it's very likely they're weak in our brain cells, our heart cells, our lung cells, and we could go on and on through every cell in our bodies, which is very likely why so many people have told me that their joints feel better, their mood and many other things feel better too, and their memory's a little better. Now, do you remember that Science Magazine told us last year that glaucoma in 93% of mice who had been, oh, what a thing to do to a mouse, genetically engineered to develop glaucoma before any of them died? Yeah. Yeah. And in 93% of those mice, niacinamide kept them from getting glaucoma. And the problem was the same. Inadequate energy production by the mitochondria inside the eyeball cells, corrected by niacinamide. But back to degenerative arthritis and osteoarthritis, would you rather pay $500 to $10,000 per stem cells treatment or less than $150 a year for niacinamide, which is available without prescription in every natural food store, compounding pharmacy, and the Tahoma Clinic dispensary, which happens to be all those W's in TahomaDispensary.com. All those W's in TahomaDispensary.com. In addition to a very excellent chance of eliminating osteoarthritis pain and stiffness very inexpensively, there's that big bonus. Beneficial effects on any other body cells and tissues that need more ATP for energy. Now, there really is much more complete detail, if this weren't enough, including safety information. And if you want to see it, see the September 2016 Green Medicine newsletter. And check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Completely controlling osteoarthritis pain and avoiding surgery is just one thing you can do with Tahoma Clinic guidance. Do you want to stop those gallbladder attacks forever without surgery? Do you want to eliminate endometriosis pain without surgery? Both are doable, the large majority of the time. In fact, the gallbladder attacks every time. Do you want to rebuild lung function if you're a woman and you happen to have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD? If you're a man at any age, why not significantly improve your body's own carcinogenic testosterone? If you have kids, why not, or grandkids even, why not eliminate your child or grandchild's asthma or eczema? Yes, that was eliminate, which means cure your child's asthma or eczema. Also for children, how about stopping bedwetting in the large majority of children? Yep, within just a couple of weeks. And back to adults, let's cure your acne rosacea without using antibiotics. Or perhaps you'd like to cure psoriasis by eliminating the cause of psoriasis? That might be nice. Or how about the safest bioidentical hormone replacement therapy with attention always to the pro- and anti-carcinogenic testosterone metabolites for men and pro- and anti-carcinogenic estrogens for women? Yup, since we started this all right here at Tahoma Clinic, we keep it the safest. And one of the ways of doing that is, yep, paying attention to the pro- and anti-carcinogenic metabolites of testosterone and estrogen. Now, Tahoma Clinic physicians can help you with all of this and much, much more. Really, we can.